The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood. In the country, looking hard to find a home. Where nothing perfect or considered.
Inside the ReliefFactor.com studio, inside the Beltway, a beautiful October day ahead. Beautiful news from the Senate. They will vote to confirm Amy Coney Barrett on October the 26th. That's right. A week from today, or a week from yesterday, actually, Monday. And we will have a new Supreme Court justice. Last night, the Supreme Court upheld Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruling that the four conservatives voted against. Justice Roberts joined the liberals in voting for it, so it's allowed to stand. That will allow Pennsylvania to take in absentee ballots for three additional days. 4-4 split, the lower court ruling. In this case, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court wins. So that happened last night. There will be no more 4-4s. It sort of underscores. And I wonder if John Roberts didn't make the case right there with a little strategic voting that 4-4s are what we do not need in this election. We need 5-4s. So Amy Coney Barrett, going to get her vote on October the 26th, according to The Hill. Now, the big story of the day remains Biden, Biden, Biden. Take off the blocks, folks. Ask for first-time callers only. 1-800-520-1234. You can only call the show this morning if you've never called before. What do you make of the Hunter Biden and Joe Biden emails? Now, this is from Fox yesterday. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has remained mum on questions about his knowledge of his son Hunter overseas business dealings, which were discussed in a series of emails purportedly found on a laptop belonging to Hunter. The New York Post last week published the controversial emails, which were later obtained by Fox News, related to Hunter Biden's work with Ukrainian natural gas firm Burisma Holdings, as well as his work with a Chinese energy firm. While the Biden campaign has hit back at the New York Post, the former vice president himself has not given a substantive answer on the emails. Biden over the weekend was asked about the Post report by a CBS News reporter, to which he replied, "I have no response. It's another smear campaign." One email, this is the key one, I think, dated May 13, 2017, obtained by Fox News, includes a discussion of, quote, remuneration packages for six people in a business deal with a Chinese energy firm. The email appeared to identify Hunter Biden as chair, vice chair, depending on agreement with the CEFC, in apparent reference to the now bankrupt CEFC China Energy. The email includes a note that Hunter has some office expectations he will elaborate. The proposed equity references 20 for H and 10 held by H for the big guy, with no further details. Fox News spoke to one of the people who was copying on the email. That's okay, so it's a CC. Not Rudy, not Rudy's lawyer, not Bannon. Someone on the email spoke to Fox News and said the big guy was former Vice President Biden. Now, it's not illegal for Joe Biden to take Chinese money when he's done being vice president. Highly suspect, really stinky, not necessarily illegal. the Chinese money and the Burisma emails? Do they matter to you? 1-800-520-1234. Tucker Carlson opened his Fox monologue last night saying this, cut number 20.
They showed that as Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden tailored American foreign policy, our foreign policy, which Joe Biden does not own, in order to help his son's business interests. Biden intervened aggressively in the internal affairs of another sovereign nation, Ukraine, and his son got paid for that. By any measure, that is a real story. There's no spinning it. That's a story. But then, very quickly, something bigger than that happened, something far more dangerous to our country than anything the New York Post found on Hunter Biden's laptop. Here's what happened. The most powerful people in the world aligned to censor the news, to keep it from the population of the United States. Twitter prevented its users from sharing the story. So did Facebook. When Americans searched Google to read the New York Post story, many couldn't find it. So within hours, the promise of a free press that's the basis of American democracy and has been for 250 years just disappeared. One minute, we were America. The next minute, we were China. Horrifying. And perhaps most horrifying of all, our news media applauded it. The self-described guardians of the First Amendment cheered the destruction of the First Amendment. The New York Times actually ran an op-ed attacking the idea of free speech. Ideas that threaten the ruling class must be squelched, put down. That's their position. Every power center in America vehemently agreed with that. And most ominous of all, the U.S. intelligence community, the secretive federal agencies that have nearly unlimited power, joined in. Those agencies colluded with the news media to hide information from the American public weeks before a presidential election. On Saturday, USA Today kicked off the effort by publishing one of the most dishonest newspaper stories ever to run in this country. Federal authorities are investigating, the paper declared, whether the story about Hunter Biden's laptop was, quote, part of a smoke bomb of disinformation pushed by Russia. The Russians did it. That was the point of the piece. In fact, it was the only point of the piece. The newspaper never bothered to assess whether the core story was true. Are the facts right? And that used to be the very first and most important question in journalism. Is the allegation true? Everything else flows from that. But USA Today didn't even ask that question. Nor did the newspaper explain how this Russian plot might have worked in practical terms. The computer repair shop owner in Wilmington, for example, he must have been in on it. He had physical possession of the laptop. So was this seemingly mild-mannered Mac repairman yet another one of Vladimir Putin's hand-picked sleeper agents? Had he been lying in wait in a Delaware strip mall for decades, preparing for just this moment? USA Today didn't tell us. They didn't need to tell us because the rest of the media understood instantly what to do. FBI probed if purported Hunter Biden emails are a Russian plot, declared Bloomberg News. PBS, which you pay for, it's publicly funded, cited a, quote, senior former intelligence official, whose salary you also paid, to claim that Rudy Giuliani was likely channeling Russian disinformation. So the former mayor of New York is working for Vladimir Putin, too. That's how vast this conspiracy was. Reporters in Washington and New York frantically called their many sources in the permanent national security state for more details. From his perch on Twitter, desiccated neocon ghoul David Frum cheered them on. Vast experience lying in the run-up to the Iraq War, he put those talents to use. In this frenzy to find this new batch of Russian spies, the media did miss a few obvious leads. For example, two people reporters forgot to call were Joe and Hunter Biden. Presumably, the Bidens could have confirmed whether or not the famous laptop was real, and that would have ended the speculation. It would have informed the rest of us. But somehow, no one thought to do that. Finally, last Friday night, one reporter, Bo Erickson of CBS, blurted out the question to Joe Biden himself. And here's what happened next.
I know you'd ask it. I have no response. It's another smear campaign. It's right up your alley. They're the questions you always ask.
Oh, it's a smear campaign right up your alley. I have no response, said Joe Biden. Biden didn't deny the story because he knows that laptop from the Delaware repair shop did, in fact, belong to his son, Hunter. And we know it, too. We confirmed that conclusively last week. Everything we have learned since then, and there has been a lot that we've learned since then, bolsters that conclusion. The laptop in question belonged to our Hunter Biden, period. It is not a Russian fabrication. So Bo Erickson of CBS asked a legitimate question. And for that very reason, within minutes, Democratic operatives, including many in the media, landed on him. The point of attacking a man who appears to be a fairly liberal CBS reporter was to send a message to the rest of the press corps. Shut up and obey the narrative, or else. According to Greg Sargent of The Washington Post, quote, the real problem here is this is a useless question from a journalistic perspective. Large parts of the story are invented, unconfirmed, highly dubious. What is learned by placing the work of denying them on Biden, end quote. Notice Greg Sargent doesn't explain what parts are unconfirmed or false. No part of this story, no email has been shown to be false. They're not even claiming it's false. Doesn't matter. Another Democratic operative called Jon Favreau called the Washington Post, the New York Post story.
Let me tell you, the Biden email, especially the email indicating that the former vice president took a lot of money from a Chinese energy company, are explosive. And they're not going away because big media and his friends in the media want it to go away. Now, the Presidential Debate Commission has intervened again in the debates to put a mute button on, no doubt to use against President Trump. But the word is out. That computer is real. What do you think? Call me, 1-800-520-1234. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt. Let me do a market report brought to you by Birch Gold. You can go to HughGold.com for all the information on Birch Gold. They will help you move 10 to 25% of your retirement money into a physical metals IRA that they guard, they secure. Or they keep for you so you don't have to worry about it, you know, burying it in the backyard. Gold this morning is at 1900. You all started to order the gold. $1,909.30. Gold should be a part of every investment portfolio, whether it's 10, whether it's 25. I don't think anyone should have more than 25%. That's too high for me. But I do believe if you want to buy gold, you should buy it from Birch Gold. You can text my name, Hugh, to 474747 or go to HughGold.com. Birch has got so many 4-star, 5-star reviews. Very reliable, very straightforward. They hold the gold for you in a depository. You don't have to worry about it. It's the best way to go. HughGold.com. Free report. You figure it out. Yesterday, the Dow went down 410 points. The NASDAQ plummeted 192 and the S&P went down 56. This is just stimulus bingo. Whenever they think there's going to be another round of free money, the markets go up. And whenever they get told it's not going to happen, the markets go down. We don't have any real clear earnings yet. That starts next week. So don't let it worry you, but do worry about how much money's been pumped into the economy and get some gold from Birch Gold. Also want to ask all of you, the Alliance Defending Freedom, doing very well, but I need you to dig deeper. This new Supreme Court needs lawyers to bring cases to it that will defend religious folks, that will defend free speech, that will defend your property rights, that will defend you. And that's the Alliance Defending Freedom. Governor Brown, Kate Brown of Oregon, threatened Christian schools with 30 days of jail time and large fines if they reopen in-person instruction. ADF attorney Ryan Tucker says this is a textbook case of religious discrimination.
There is no legitimate reason for allowing public schools with 75 or fewer students to provide in-person instruction while denying the same opportunity to small private schools, including religious ones. Governor Brown's refusal to extend the same treatment to Hermiston Christian School as she does to small public schools violates the U.S. Constitution and discriminates against parents who choose to provide a religious education for their children.
This happens all over the country, all the time. Because of these little Blaine amendments. And we need the Alliance Defending Freedom out there to sue, and we're going to win with Amy Coney Barrett on the court beginning October 26th. We've won religious liberty cases 5-4 for a number of decades. The ADF has won 11 cases in the last 10 years. But they got to win 22 cases in the next 10 years. And they need you to make that possible. You can call in a donation at 866-359-9644. 866-359-9644. Or simply go to HughHewitt.com, and at the top you'll see a banner. Will you fight for your freedom? Give now. Give a gift of $100 or give your best gift. But give a gift today. All right, back to the phones. First-time callers only. What do you think about these emails? The key email is the May 17th email in which it appears that 10% of a deal with a Chinese energy company is set aside for the vice president, the former vice president. Does it matter to you, Tom, in Pittsburgh, where it's gotten very close indeed? The latest poll out of Pittsburgh or out of Pennsylvania, Biden up 4. That's almost margin of error. And we also have this morning Trump up 1 in Georgia, Purdue up 1 in Georgia, in Wisconsin, Biden up 2. What do you think, Tom?
Well, first of all, Hugh, I hope the Steelers didn't break your Smurf.
You know, they did, but we'll be back with Nick Chubb. It's the third game of this rubber match that matters back in Heinz Field during the playoffs, and we'll have Nick.
You know, you guys are like, I feel like Charlie Brown and Lucy. Every year you guys tell us there's going to be a rivalry, and every year the Steelers just take your lunch.
You don't remember the 60s and the 70s, do you, Tom? You're too young.
I remember the 60s. I mean, I remember the 70s, but not the 60s. You're right. Hey, Q, I think Trump's going to win Pennsylvania, and I think he's going to win it handily. And, I absolutely believe that Hunter Biden dragged his father into this mess. And I think that, you know, the fact that it's being treated as some sort of disinformation campaign. It's ridiculous. I mean, we were supposed to believe that Adam Schiff, when he ran around for 3 years telling us that the president was an actual Russian asset, but we're not going to believe this. I mean, it's just insanity.
Tom, that's a great point. Just stand back and look at the last 4 years from 2015 on. All of official D.C. wanted you to believe Trump was a Russian asset. There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. Now we have an actual piece of evidence, and they don't want you. They invented Russian disinformation, just invented it. We have 50 former intelligence agency people, former. They haven't seen anything. They're out. They have no access. It's just a protect Joe club. Oh, it makes me mad. 1-800-520-1234. Does it matter to you? First-time callers only to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt. The Biden emails remain center of the conversation. Well, there's a lot of conversation about a certain CNN analyst that I'm not going to engage in. It's the collapse of a career, and I feel bad for his family, so I'm just not going to talk about it. I do believe, however, that the central story is that the Biden computer remains a mystery. And the question about the May 17th, 2017 email to Hunter Biden and a bunch of people. There were a lot of people on this email. They were splitting up profits. There are lots of funky emails, but this one is the worst. It's 2017, so the vice president has left office. So there's nothing that would prevent the vice president from cashing in. And a lot of people do cash in. We got to face the reality in D.C. A lot of people do cash in. But May 13th, 2017, has an email discussion of remuneration packages for six people in a business deal with a Chinese energy firm. Now, understand, every major firm in the CCP, in the PRC, is controlled by the CCP. There aren't any independent firms. So if they're doing a deal with the Biden gang, they're doing a deal on behalf of the CCP. And the email notes that Hunter has some office expectations he will elaborate. The equity split references 20, which would mean 20% for H, and 10 held by H for the big guy question mark, with no further details. Sources, plural, told Fox News, those people who were copied on the email, confirmed its authenticity. And sources told Fox News that the big guy was a reference to the former vice president. Now, the former vice president has released his tax information. They show no involvement with Chinese investment, no remuneration from Chinese investment. Maybe it didn't happen. But there are so many questions here. We need Hunter's tax returns. Does he show it? In fact, Hunter's tax returns are the key to everything. And I'm sure some grand jury somewhere will look at that. My question is, what do you think about the attempt to kill the story? Not just by Twitter and Facebook. I can actually kind of understand their knee-jerk reaction, fearing another Russian disinformation campaign. But they've eased off on that. I don't know if they've unsuspended Charlie Kirk yet. The president spoke about that last night. But the great silence, the great attempt to shut it down from left-wing talking heads, no one's allowed to talk about this. Well, the president had a terse reaction to that last night on the tarmac in Arizona, cut 19.
What campaign strategy seems to be to call Biden a criminal? Why is that?
He is a criminal. He's a criminal. He got caught. Read his laptop. And you know who's a criminal? You're a criminal for not reporting it. You are a criminal for not reporting it. Let me tell you something. Joe Biden is a criminal, and he's been a criminal for a long time, and you're a criminal in the media for not reporting it. Good luck, everybody. Have a good time. Have a good time.
At the Prescott rally, the president elaborated cut number 5.
He's going to stay in the basement all day. But I think today he's staying in the basement to talk to his lawyers. They caught him cold. They caught him cold.
They caught him cold. Now, they haven't caught him cold yet. They caught Hunter cold. But we don't know if the son was trading on pretend access to his father, which is the best answer. That is the best answer the vice president can get. I do nothing about these deals. No one paid me any money. Hunter didn't tell me anything. And let's get the emails out there and confirm the authenticity. But we're not being transparent, and I don't know why. Because it's pretty easy to say no. It's pretty easy to take a bunch of questions. It's pretty easy to do a Chris Christie and stand out there and take every question about Bridgegate for 3 hours until there are no more questions. But Joe Biden won't do that. And I just think more is coming. More is coming. And that is why we have a preemptive attack on everyone who even talks about it. I want you to pay close attention to who talks about it rapidly and with authority. That it's Russian disinformation. They are people who have not seen it. Former intelligence service people, columnists, reporters, talking heads, Twitter aficionados. No one with any experience in the government right now has seen it. And they're talking authoritatively about it. I don't know. You don't know. I know that Biden won't talk about it. I know that it's plausible. I know that the photos of Hunter Biden are real. They don't mean that the emails are real, and the sources aren't necessarily correct, and they're anonymous. So there are a lot of doubts about the story, a lot of reason to be cautious, but the attempt to shut it down is telling. Does it matter to you? Let's go to Monroe County, Ohio, and talk with Robert. Robert, does it matter to you?
Yes, it matters to me. I mean, from the Clintons to Comey to Brennan to Clapper to the Bidens, all of these stories matter to me. But do I expect anything will be done regardless of what comes out of it? No, because either the Republican Party is complicit or they're too scared hiding in the coat closet to do anything about it. The news media, we know where their stance is. They're corrupt. They're going to cover. Social media, the same thing. This is just another day. Even if they prove that Biden was taking bribes, this is just another day. Nobody's going to do anything, so I don't get all the hubbub.
All right, we'll see about that. Thank you, Robert. Jim in Arkansas, do you care, Jim?
Good morning, Mr. Hewitt.
Good morning.
I think the emails are real. And as opposed to one of your previous callers, I think Joe Biden hauled his son into this deal, not the other way around.
Well, there's no evidence of that, but go ahead.
No, this I'm only saying what I think, what
okay.
I feel. I just listen to the news and make my own decisions.
Do you think everybody knows about this story?
Probably not. I think most people in America don't pay much attention to much of anything other than TV and Fritos.
Well, they do like Fritos. Dwayne likes Fritos.
I love Fritos and
well,
Belly the Dip.
That's actually was Dwayne's nickname in high school. You didn't know that, did you? That was his nickname. Okay.
That is a lie. That is a scurrilous lie.
That was
chili cheese.
Yeah, okay, goodbye. Gina in Arizona. What do you think, Gina?
I think that it's definitely true, and I think there's a lot more. And I think that's why Barr and Durham, I think that there's so much everywhere of the corruption and all that that, you know, I almost feel sorry for him because I think there's a lot, you know?
Gina, what's interesting to me is that the American people have a unique choice. They can get to the bottom of everything or they can shut the door. Maybe they don't want to get to the bottom of everything. If they do want to get to the bottom of everything, to the corruption in D.C., they have to leave Barr in place, the president in place, Durham in place, and they have to reelect him. And if they want to go back to Clinton-style foundation corruption, to Comey, to McCabe, to spying on the president, to attempted coups, they can close the door and elect Biden. Because they'll bury it. Biden will bury it. And so the real choice is whether or not we're going to finish the cleansing. And it is painful and it's disruptive. But that's the real choice.
It's awful. I was reading articles. I mean, it's 3-something here, but I couldn't sleep. I read that political article, and I wanted to see who these 50 people were. But I think they have to keep them in, Durham and Barr, because I do think it's overwhelming. I do think Trump needs to get voted back in, and I think it will take a long time, but I think they'll gradually clean all these areas out of the corruption.
Yeah, well, they would need 4 more years. Gina, thank you. Let me go to Alan in San Diego, also up early in California. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, good morning, Hugh. Well, the story doesn't really matter to me. It interests me and it disgusts me, of course. But more than that, it doesn't matter to the anti-Trump voters at all, if they ever hear about it. And because everything seems just so locked in, my relatives and friends on social media who are lefties barely know about it, and what they do know, we're waiting for full corroboration, for it to be really verified. Well, like I told them, what you're waiting for, if it were going to be gotten to the bottom of, will be years, because that's the way D.C. grinds to a halt when
They remember Whitewater. I'll tell you something, though, Alan. Yeah, one thing you said I agree with, everyone's made up their mind. Let's just vote. It's all locked in. Are there more of the Trump people than there are the anti-Trump people? Are there more of the people who want to get to the bottom of this and keep the disruption going, or are there less?
This election is very hard to figure out. you as a pundit just have your work cut out for you.
Oh, all I do is look at it, and I Trafalgar Group, and they're remodeling, and they're counting the shy Trump voters, and I say, well, how am I supposed to know? I'm not a pollster. So I just give you the news. Thank you, Alan. Let me go to David in Indiana before the break. David, does it matter to you?
Yes, it matters to me. One thing I'd like to know, Hewitt, is why does it take so long to investigate a politician when the average American person could be thrown under the bus and in jail within a week?
Well, they can afford lawyers, number one. They can afford big-time lawyers.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Like, you know, the money plays a big role in that also.
I mean, you do have some very deep interest protecting the institutions that may be compromised back in the Trump investigation. I think a lot of this is connected to the Trump investigation, but that came up a dry hole. They harassed the president for 3 years. They found some unrelated crimes, but there was no collusion. Now we got a computer, and out of thin air, they just invent Russian disinformation. I believe it could have been a campaign dirty trick. I just don't think it's Russian disinformation. Thank you, my friend. Also, want you to go to 8questionsaboutrace.com. 8questionsaboutrace.com. It's a new book by Bishop Aubrey Shines, founder of Conservative Clergy of Color. 8 Questions About Race arms conservatives with rebuttals to Black Lives Matter, the organization. Are white people racist? Is the justice system unfair to black people? The book is a must-read for anyone who cares about their country, churches, and children. To get your copy, go to 8questionsaboutrace.com. That's just the website. While you're there, buy copies for friends, neighbors, fellow churchgoers. 8questionsaboutrace.com. Bishop Shines was on yesterday. He told me that he's the only guy mentioned in Hillary Clinton's memoir, What Happened. Indeed, I looked it up. It's on my shelf, and he was indeed. 8questionsaboutrace.com. Come right back here to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Remember Powerline? Our friend John Hinderacher, Scott Johnson, Paul Merengoff. They broke open Rathergate in 2004. I want everyone to remember, before they rushed to a conclusion about the Biden computer, that disinformation was tried against George W. Bush by CBS News in 2004. They invented it. They fabricated the documents. But led by Powerline, that was blown up by the dissemination and study of the documents. Well, Powerline is studying these documents very, very closely. And if you're following me on Twitter or Parler, and by the way, you should be going to Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, and starting an account. Follow me at Parler as well. Parler is becoming the alternative to Twitter and doing so rather quickly. That's because conservatives no longer trust Twitter. I think Parler will overthrow Twitter within 4 years, maybe two. But you got to go to P-A-R-L-E-R, and the same thing as Twitter is, but it's just a different brand, and it's a free speech brand. Head over to Parler. And you can trust people who have verified media badges, as I do. Don't believe the trolls. But also go to powerlineblog.com and see what people say. Does this story matter to you? Diane in Duluth, Minnesota. Good morning, Diane.
Hi. I just want to say that I hope that someone will dig in and get to the bottom of this. And also, I think this is a good argument against early voting.
Oh, it really is.
Why everybody's pushing it for it.
I'm not... I think it's crazy, but it does mean that October surprises drop earlier. And so that's why it dropped. And there will be more, I think. There will be more. Thanks, Diane. Steve in Cleveland, what do you think?
Good morning. I think the swamp has overflowed its banks, and the algae and slime have reached other parts of the country. And the integrity of the press is just disgusting. I think that they should report what's going on with the emails. A little bit of investigation would let the press and the rest of the country know that what's going on.
Well, the media doesn't have access to the computer. So I don't know what they can do, but it's sort of like the physician rule at do no harm. There is no ground on which to stand to dismiss the computer as disinformation after John Ratcliffe on the DNI yesterday as Russian disinformation. He said it wasn't. He's not going to go on national television and lie. They will catch up with liars like that eventually. He went on and said there is no information, no intel. Adam Schiff is lying. That's what we know. Thanks, Steve. George in Seminole, Florida. George, does it matter to you?
It doesn't really. It matters to me because it's just icing on the cake. When he made that speech to the Council on Foreign Affairs, that sealed it for me. Those are his words. He can't take those back.
About fire him or you're not getting the $1 billion?
Yeah.
Well, Biden he's never ever explained that, and he hadn't been asked about it, and now the debate commission is going to mute. It's got a mute button, which has never existed in any debate commission before. It's the end of the debate commission. They have revealed themselves fully as never Trumpers. All the Republicans are fake. Bob Dole told us that. They all hate Trump. and they're weighing in completely. I hope Kristen does a good job. I know her. I think she will. But the debate commission, she won't control that button. I think Frank Fahrenkopf's going to control that button, a never-Trumper. We will see. Thank you, friend. Mark in River Falls, Wisconsin. What do you think, Mark? Hey, Mark, you're on.
I'm from Washington
State. I'm sorry, Mark. Yakima, Washington. Go ahead, buddy.
thanks, Greg. My son lives in Washington, D.C., and he lives in that bubble, and he is completely never-Trumper. He has heard the story of Hunter Biden and the emails, and he does not believe a word of it, and he thinks that those of us that do believe it are crazy.
What's he base it on? I mean, there's really no basis on which to reject it. There is some evidence to accept it as to Hunter, at least, maybe not the vice president, but at least as to Hunter.
He refers back to Hillary Clinton and the smear, supposedly, that
has happened. That's not logical. That's not logical.
I know.
That doesn't have a lick of logic in it. All right. Mark, you got to call him up and say that's just not logical. Okay, let me get the other Mark. Mark in River Falls, Wisconsin. Got to go quick, Mark.
Yeah, hi, Hugh. Thanks for getting me on. I watched a video yesterday of Pam Bondi speaking during the impeachment on the public record of Hunter Biden's corruption concerns. Thought that was a great compliment to the private emails that are coming out that are probably good reason to believe them, but the Biden team has not denied them. And they're asking in an email for the return of the hard drive. So it looks like the PBS video that Pam Bondi was on yesterday covers things like United Kingdom Serious Fraud Office, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent, Hunter Biden's former business associate Chris Hines, White House reporter, Good Morning America, ABC, Washington Post, New York Times, Ukrainian law enforcement, and the Obama State Department. So that's a great thing, I think, for people to take a look at.
All right. Doesn't matter to you. First-time callers only, 1-800-520-1234. Do you believe the Biden email story matters? Should it? Or is it being put to bed and snuffed out by the Manhattan Beltway media elite? Stay tuned. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.